Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with our amazing bloggers. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm joined by the one and the only Annie Jennings of the national PR firm Annie Jennings PR and creator of the online feature magazine sensation JenningsWire.com, a community of bloggers that share their personal experiences and wisdom gained throughout their lives. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you.
Well, thank you, Stacey. I appreciate the intro. Stacey Amaral Kaufman is our radio director at Annie Jennings PR, and we are the creators of Jennings Wire. And yes, we have a wonderful family, a community of bloggers that we have known. We've grown to love and really respect the job they do for us. We're so thankful for our bloggers. Those listening, feel free to come on, discover your blogger just right for you. Today we have Elaine Marilakos Edelson. She is one of our bloggers, very popular, fan favorite actually. She is one of the country's foremost and gifted astrologers and intuitives. With over 30 years' experience as a spiritual counselor, Elaine has a worldwide clientele and audience spanning 73 countries. Elaine is the author of the highly acclaimed book, Minutes to Manifesting, and was the spiritual advisor to the feature film Sedona, starring Frances Fisher. On today's podcast, you're going to discover just how to talk to the Scorpio gal or guy in your life and what the difference is between Scorpio sun sign and a Scorpio rising sign. Welcome, Elaine.
Hi, Annie. Hi, Stacey. It's great to be here and chat it up.
Yeah.
I'm
well,
excited.
Thanks, Elaine. It's really good. Well, as Annie mentioned, I mean, your blog post about the Scorpio is just so popular, so we had to have you back on already to talk about all of this stuff. Now,
oh my gosh.
Let's talk about that sun sign and the rising sign.
Yeah.
What's the difference, and what does it mean?
You know, this is such a huge distinction in astrology that it's important for people to understand it before they start reading their horoscopes in a newspaper or on the blog site itself or anywhere. The sun signs basically are the theme to your life, whether you're a Scorpio, a Taurus, a Gemini, a Virgo, whatever it is. It's the basic theme. The rising sign, however, and the rising sign is calculated by the exact time of birth, by the location of birth. It's a whole lot of calculations that go into the rising sign. But the rising sign truly delineates how you interact with the world and how the world responds to you. Ergo, it is your health, it is your wealth, it is your relationships, it is career, it's everything people want to know. So if you know that you're a Scorpio sun sign, but you don't know your rising sign, you may read a blurb and say, you know, an astrological forecast in a magazine or something and say, yeah, that's, you know, okay. But if you were to read your rising sign, you would say, whoa, okay, that makes more sense. Why is that true? So that's the distinction between a sun sign and a rising sign.
So it's almost like the rising sign gives you more detail.
The rising sign relates more to your earthly activities,
mm-hmm.
everything that applies to who you are. So you could be, like, for instance, Stacey, what sign are you?
I'm a Taurus.
Okay, hey, me too, yay. So you could be a Taurus.
I knew I liked you, Elaine. I knew I loved you.
We're going to rule the world one day with the Virgos. They're going to detail everything for us. So, you're a Virgo, right?
Hello. Yeah. Well, what do you think? If you had to guess the sign, wouldn't you guess Virgo?
For you, absolutely. Virgo
for
or
me?
Gemini.
Yeah.
There's so much going on.
Yeah, totally
so,
Virgo. Not that everything has to be perfect. It just has to be fabulous.
It does, and very thought out, well thought out. So that you could be, so you're a Taurus sun sign, Stacey, but your rising
mm-hmm.
sign might be Scorpio. And so you might read a blurb and say, well, the Taurus is, you know, generally accurate, but the Scorpio, it is so on target. I write for the Sedona Monthly Magazine and also for the Jennings Wire, of course. And when people say, and who know their rising signs, when they talk about their rising sign, they say, it is so accurate. It's as if, and I get this quote a lot, it's like you're in my head, Elaine, and you know what's going on with me. So that's the distinction, basically. And with Scorpio, male and female, see, there's four quadrants you want to look at, Scorpio male, Scorpio female, Scorpio sun sign, Scorpio rising sign. And when you mix them together, mm-hmm. you know, it's not like every sign. If I were to say, oh, Scorpio, you know, this week you really have to watch your back because someone's going to want to take something from you. It's not like every Scorpio is lined up at the supermarket, like, you know, guarding their wallet. Everybody's going to have a completely different experience. Mm-hmm. So a male Scorpio, they tend to be quieter. They're more seductive. And they can be extremely sarcastic and very, almost like they're spies. You know, you expect to see them wearing black, looking very, you know, calm in the background. Mm-hmm. They can be very sensitive. Scorpio sun sign men can be very sensitive, almost to the point of being more feminine than masculine, although they've got a lot of power. The Scorpio woman, the Scorpio women that I know are more like men. And they, even though they can be very soft and feminine, they have this intense power that is very magnetic. And they don't talk a lot. You know, the sun signs, the Scorpio sun signs are very interesting. The Scorpio rising woman is a powerhouse. She's in your face. She's the leader. You want to go to war, you want a Scorpio rising person to lead you. you want to get action taken in your community, Scorpio rising person is the gal to get it done.
Huh.
But a Scorpio sun sign, a woman, is not as proactive because they don't like to go to the depths. They sometimes don't, you know, the dark shadows they fear a little bit. But the Scorpio rising sign woman, look out.
Watch out.
They dive first. They go right into the abyss.
Right.
So,
with no fear.
Yeah.
Just go
yeah.
and take the leap.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
exactly.
Now, you were talking about how the Scorpios, you know, the sun sign Scorpio, they're quieter. Even though they're very powerful,
mm-hmm.
they're still quiet. And so they don't say much. Now, let's talk about what you, as a person,
mm-hmm.
whether you're a Scorpio, should say to these Scorpios in your
yes.
life.
Okay. Well, this is, of course, we're as close as we can without talking to the actual person because then it would be more custom. But you really don't want to say to a Scorpio, trust me. Because the moment you do that, that's the moment they mistrust you because they are looking for the shadow. Whether they realize it or not, they are looking for the shadow. And when they hear, trust me, they're thinking that you're hiding something. So really...
Why shouldn't I trust you to begin with? Why do you have to tell
yeah,
me to trust you?
That's right, because they want honesty. They want to hear where you're coming from. So if you lay all your cards out on the table... Without saying, trust me, they're going to trust you naturally. If they see who you
right.
are, they're going to trust you. Yeah. Another thing you don't want to say to a Scorpio or a Scorpio rising sign is, I dare you. Go ahead. Give me some more sarcasm. Let's go there. Man, they will whip out their, like, mortal instruments. I don't know. I just read one of my daughter's books. Like, dystopian society comes out of them. They can be so sarcastic that it's cutting, that it can burn you. And the reason why, and there's two reasons for their sarcasm. One, they're trying to be funny. And two, they are indirect with their feelings. Now, some of the other sun signs or rising signs are like that too. But Scorpio is really... Scorpio and Sag, I have to say, and some Cancer men, they can be so sarcastic because they're not in touch so much with the deeper part of the feeling. Again, the depth, the going to the shadow places. So you don't want to be sarcastic to a Scorpio person because they'll trump you. They'll win. But you do want to be honest.
Don't even try.
Yeah, you want to be coy. If you're in their face, it won't work. They won't trust you. You have to be a little in the background. You have to take your time with Scorpio men. You have to show that if you're looking at a Scorpio guy and you're a woman or you're someone who wants to attract a Scorpio guy, you need to be alluring without hiding something. You know, be who you are,
right.
but be a little bit more on the coy side, and that will work. And you never want to tell a Scorpio that your way is better, okay, especially for Taurus people. Taurus and Scorpio are opposites, and they can be exactly the same. So you don't want to say to a
funny.
Scorpio, right? Or you don't want to say to a Scorpio, hey, my way is better. Here's how you do it the best way. And I remember talking to a Scorpio man. We were at a function, and I'm a Taurus, and we're exactly the same, exactly opposite in a lot of ways. But anyway, someone came up to us and told us the best way to get to the restaurant at this event that we were at. And we both stopped and we looked at each other. And I could feel it. His like the hair on his back and his neck went up and my cackles went up. And we thanked that person. I turned to the guy that I was talking to and I said, whether that's true or not, I just don't like that person's approach. And he said, I know, me too. I don't really trust them.
Yeah, right.
That's what
right.
he said.
Don't tell me how to do it. Don't
tell
me
don't
the tell best
me.
Way. I know the best way. Right?
Yeah.
That's so funny. Well, you know what, Elaine? We just have, you know, a moment or two left. Do you have anything left to tell our listeners right now about, warnings or
warnings?
What they need to know about the Scorpios?
Sure. And Scorpio is a sign that is really based in desire. Scorpios can be very sexual. They can be very magnetic. And if you're looking to attract a Scorpio into your life, it helps to be really true to who you are and to not have too many insecurities around the way you look. If you are a large person, if you think your eyes are too big or your hair is too short, flaunt it. Whatever it is, show it, do it with confidence, and that's what's going to attract your Scorpio person. They like the mystique and the intrigue, and they like confidence too. So, you know, find the demure part of yourself, but show it with confidence. You know, blink your eyes a few times and
right.
lead the way. And, you know, you can have such sweet moments with Scorpio, sweet cuddling moments, very intimate moments with Scorpio. So, you know, be demure, but be confident because they don't like needy people.
Right. Right. Well, you know what, Elaine, as always, a fun and informative interview. There's lots more posts by Elaine on JenningsWire.com. And, of course, to find out more about Elaine Maralakos Edelson, you can visit her site at www.yourmodernmystic.com. That's yourmodernmystic.com. For more information on working with Elaine on a breakthrough session, please fill out the form below this podcast link, and Elaine will contact you directly. JenningsWire readers are offered a reward savings of 50% off Elaine's regular fee. And by filling out this form, you identify yourself as a JenningsWire reader and can receive your reward savings on Elaine's breakthrough session. This podcast is brought to you by JenningsWire Online Magazine. Please visit JenningsWire.com to find more posts by Elaine Maralakos Edelson and to discover more bloggers that might be perfect for you.